Hey, Monster Mash.
Is this the only Halloween song?
No, dude. Come on.
There's some good ones.
I mean, it like, what else is it good? Like, every Halloween, this is the song you hear.
This is it. Thriller.
And then nothing else. Thriller's a good Halloween song. Yeah. Vincent Price's narration in that is some of the creepiest, like, narration you can get. It was.
What is this from?
Thriller.
Just like
it's just a song. It was just a song in the 50s.
I'm watching it right now.
Dude, the video is creepy.
Is it?
Oh, the guy has weird eyes. He's like the whole time.
Is the video from the 50s too?
Oh yeah, it's black and white. Okay. He's like the whole time. He's like, ugh.
Look at Halloween costumes back then. How terrible they were! It was like a mask made out of
wood. Were they worse than Ryan Clark going white face with Bill Belichick?
The Ryan Clark was creepy.
That's what he did.
Yikes.
I'm sorry.
That was creepy. That costume, like, it didn't even really look like Bill Belichick.
No, it looked like Dave Chappelle's character is the white guy from the Chappelle Show.
I mean, it was bad.
It was scary. Dave.
Like, I looked at that costume. I'm like, eh.
Like, that's one where you look in the mirror and you're like, you know what? I think we're just going to go as Ryan Clark today.
I don't know if you guys ever watched Everybody Loves Raymond back in the day, but it reminded me of when Raymond, like, when they did a back in time sequence type thing, and Raymond was like his dad and he dressed like an old man. That's what that looked like to me. If you go look up Everybody Loves Raymond, Ray Romano goes and like dresses like his dad in a way back episode. It was
R.I.P.
like, yeah, they're all dead on that show now. Well, not all, but the parents are dead. All the parents are dead on that show. The woman who talked from the high voice, Georgia O'Keefe, I think her name was. Then the guy who was in all the, why am I drawing a blank on his name with the Second Wind movie?
Well, speaking of Frankenstein, the dad,
yeah, he's
Everybody
dead.
Loved Raymond was Frankenstein, or he was the monster.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the girl in that movie just passed away yesterday. What was her name?
Terry Garr.
Yeah, Terry Garr.
Yeah, Terry Garr passed away. Yeah, right. 79 years old. Terry Garr.
That's a good life.
Yeah.
It's a solid life.
It is. It's a nice life.
So Smasher Pass, right? This is when we do this on Thursdays around 7:45, 7:50. I did look up what is the most popular Halloween candy. Chocolate is America's favorite Halloween candy.
Okay.
With America, with Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, once again, the top choice in an overwhelming majority of states.
Yeah.
According to data from Instacart, the big picture, the chocolate peanut butter candy was the top selling candy in 40 states based on Instacart grocery sales last year.
Okay.
So 40 of the 52 states, that's a win.
But the 52 states, huh?
Yeah, 50 states. 51 states. How many states are there?
50. There are 50, Dusty. That's that Missouri education for you.
Look where it got me.
Where?
Here. How you doing?
Your 37-year-old man doesn't know how many states there are. Welcome to Missouri.
I'd rather be from Missouri than New York.
I know. I wouldn't want to be from New York either.
Yeah. So anyways, Smasher Pass.
Smasher.
Smasher.
Number one. Candy corn.
Pass.
Mac loves it. Mac and Speck love candy corn.
Smash.
Like, I told Speck, I was like, that's a terrible take.
Like, if they're there, I'll eat them, but I'm not going to go, like, seek them out.
Tastes like wax, man.
It's not bad with a peanut.
You said in our Instagram video that it melts down to candle wax.
It does. But, like, if they're there and you're hungry, you're like, eh. But I'm not buying candy corn.
Okay, that's fair. I'm not going to the store when I buy candy and think, like, oh, I need some candy corn. But if it's there in the bowl, I'm totally smashing it.
You are.
It's great. I like it.
All right.
But I would agree. I'm not seeking, like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups candy corn. Come on. What are we talking about?
Right.
Yeah. Peanut butt. 52 states. Tough subject for me here.
Yeah.
You're having a rough text morning. Line, lean into it. Lean into it. It's fine. I'll own it.
Peanut butt was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Candy corn is like eating crowns.
Crowns?
Yeah.
What the hell are crowns?
There we go.
Man, a text line's coming to defend your boy.
You?
Yeah.
But you didn't. I've
seen a lot of studies state that there are 51 states, counting Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is not a state.
Territory.
Well, yeah, that's like your opinion, man.
If you don't know that there are 50 states in the United States and you're an adult living in the United States, eject. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Eject at this point in time. Find something else to do.
Pumpkin seeds. Smash or pass.
If you roast them with salt, like a lot of salt.
I thought it was cinnamon.
Oh, I've never done it with cinnamon before.
But I thought it was cinnamon.
I've done both. I've seen both.
Okay. Really? Yep. Yeah. If you do it with salt, I'm in on it. But yeah, if not,
I want to do them, but it's just like, it's very... A lot of due diligence in that. You got to like pull from the thread of the guts.
Yes.
You
got to
clean them all off. And then they just like, it's like you're eating stale something.
Right.
But I mean, I like that. Like I have a mouth fixation.
Yeah, that's the pumpkin like, seed to me. As long as they're salted and roasted to perfection and they're crispy, I'm in. But you give me a soggy pumpkin seed, I'm out. And I'm not working for it either.
What's the next one, Mac?
Caramel apple suckers.
Oh, God, yeah.
Explain to me what this is.
What is that?
So you know the sucker that has the green wrapper and it's like the base of it is green apple and then the outside there's like caramel on it?
I don't know that I've ever had those.
The only one I'm thinking of like
the Blow Pop. But yeah,
I'd be on something like that. So there's like caramel over the green apple hard, green apple sucker, and then they have caramel over the top. So as you eat it, the caramel and the apple kind of blend.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
And then the caramel eventually deteriorates because you've eaten it all, and then it's just like what you're left with is a little bit left of a green apple. So you can't eat just one. Like you'll go through them.
Okay.
You look like a cig.
Are they like a 50% off tomorrow? Can I get them on sale?
I don't know. They're kind of November-ish too.
Okay.
So
oh, all right. Yeah, tomorrow is
the big day where all the candy's 50% off.
Oh, God, yes. And all the Christmas music's playing and everybody has their tinsel up.
Thanksgiving's gone.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, people don't even want Thanksgiving.
Damn
it's like the best holiday of the world. And then you got, you know, well, it's rush Christmas, even though I've already seen Christmas decorations up since July.
Oh, yeah. What's the next one, Mac?
Popcorn balls?
Not a fan.
I'm not either.
Not a huge fan of these.
I always hated the fact that people gave those out.
I don't know if
so they look like a softball, but they're like sticky popcorn ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a Rice Krispie treat, but it's like a sweet, salty.
Yeah. And I love popcorn, but it's always like stale, bad popcorn. Well, I'm out.
What about cider? Do you count that as like a Halloweenish?
I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider.
Hell yeah, I'm in.
But have you seen the price of cider?
Yeah, because it's a seasonal thing.
It's like $10 a gallon.
Yeah. I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider.
And the kids always see the cider. Oh, I got it. So you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't drink it.
No, but what you should do is buy the Fireball that's right next to it. And
then mix them together.
That's a good cocktail.
Yeah.
Fireball's tough for me to take straight.
Then you don't go to Chiefs games. Because if you don't do shots of Fireball, you don't go to a Chiefs game.
Look, man, I don't back down, dude. So I'll do it. But it ain't my favorite. But I just don't back down. Like I play golf. There's Fireball everywhere on a golf course. Like everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
In the woods when you pee, in a trash can on hole 13, and your buddy's golf bag, Fireball's
everywhere. What is it about golf tournaments and just golf in general? Like everybody's shooting Fireball. Speaking of which, did you see that guy whack that guy with the golf club on the course in Canada the other day?
Sometimes it'd be like that.
Whew.
Pumpkin donuts. You go to the pumpkin patch,
You get the apple donuts and whatnot.
I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider.
And French toast.
2 decades of doing this, Dusty, and that's what I'm known for.
Yep. That's crazy.
That and Brett Veachtown.
Yep.
Well, in your French toast song. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, the French toast song, too. Yeah, that's right. You got that one ready to go. That's
too bad
a good
we don't
one.
Have
yeah.
time because we're on the backside of a break.
Yeah.